All right.
All sit down.
Judges dialed back the formality of the setting today as they took questions from 40 students visiting an appellate court for the first time.
Does everybody know what we do here at the appellate court? Because I don't know. I only work here. Yes, sir.
Lessen your sentence.
There were questions about lifetime appointments. If you're a judge, you can't quit, one student asked.
All you do is send a letter to the governor, say, Governor, I don't want to be a judge anymore, and you get out. But I tell you what, being a judge is a pretty good gig.
Now, we need a chief judge.
The meat of the trip was an appeal of a hypothetical case from Brownsville Middle School. Students had to prepare arguments based on the 14th Amendment with backup from grown-up lawyers. Aaliyah Holmes argued on behalf of the plaintiffs.
William and Brick was not given the right to due process because when they asked to see their parents, they was denied.
The mock court took the matter under advisement. Attorney Marlon Hill organized the event as part of a collaboration between the school and his firm, Hamilton, Miller, and Berthasell.
I do think that we have a couple attorneys and judges potential, and it would be interesting for us to see these 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds in about 10 years to see whether or not we have the pleasure of writing a letter of recommendation.
Next year, Brownsville is slated to get a mock courtroom on campus. Chief Appellate Judge Richard Suarez has already signaled his intention to hold real live oral arguments there once it's set up. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.